हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
पेज 128 चैप्टर 27 लॉर्ड कृष्णस इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन द प्रोसेस ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप Okay. Fixing the mind on me, one should worship me by his various prescribed duties, such as chanting Gayatri Mantra at the three junctures of the day. Such performances are enjoined by the Vedas and purify the worshipper of reactions to fruitive activities. Right? Because the reactions then are what is going to pollute the consciousness. Mm-hmm. Right? We perform particular activities. These activities themselves then create results. Those results means then we have further polluted consciousness. Right? Because fruit of action will generate the idea to perform more fruit of action. You know, gyan will perform idea to do more gyan. Right? Mm-hmm. And bhakti will, the idea to do more bhakti. So, becoming purified of this fruit of activity then means we're not doing things for ourselves, we're doing it for Krishna. You know, because that's bhakti, doing things to please Krishna. When we're doing things to please ourselves, then that's not considered so grand. Right? You know, we may like it, but it's not that glorious.
The target is different.
Hmm?
The target is different.
Yes, target is slightly different. Yes, it's a little bit shorter than this. Doesn't have the long-termness of the devotion. Right? The deity form of the Lord is said to appear in eight varieties. Stone, wood, metal, earth, paint, sand, the mind, or jewels. Right. The deity form of the Lord, who is the shelter of all living entities, can be established in two ways, temporarily or permanently. But a permanent deity, having been called, can never be sent away. Right, the temporary deity, he comes, does the full worship, and then after that he goes back to sleep. Right, as we mentioned before. So that's generally not like Prabhu was saying. You have Rath Yatra, then some have these huge Jagannath deities.
Yes, yes.
And they come out for the Rath Yatra, and they get the full worship and everything like that, and offerings and all. Yes. And then when the Rath Yatra is over, then they go back to sleep until the next year.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So that means you keep nice arrangements and stuff like that. That's how we'll do. We may see others may just put them in the room and just let them get dust and all that. But we'll generally set it up where they are. It is the arrangement is like your regular nice arrangement. You know, they probably had them in a trunk, but they're in the trunk comfortably. It's not to just tossed in this trunk and rattle around. But it's like a bed kind of thing and all that kind of stuff.
Some of the devotees are the same.
Hmm?
Some of the devotees are the same. They come out in full engagement and then...
Yes, but that's permanent or temporarily established. So when they come out, yeah. It's full on. But then when they go, then it's not. So but the point, that's the point, is that it's full.
Yeah. So it's full on and off.
Yes, full on and off, yes.
There are some rituals. To, when the deity when called for a teatra, to wake the deity, to put the deity to sleep.
Yeah, you just do like what you'd normal anyway.
Same thing, nothing special.
No. Does it have to be something special?
No.
You know, you have to do a song and a dance or something. Yes, means you have to get a cane and you have to get a grass hat, but the grass hat with a flat top, like that. Does that make sense? Stiff enough that you, when you put it in your left hand or right hand, when you move it, it will shake without the brim, wavering and all that. It has to be strong. And the cane should be one that's strong enough that, you know, it looks like you mean business. Yeah, yeah, you can drop it and it'll bounce back up, and it shouldn't break when you throw it down. Like that. Does that make sense? And also, since you're kicking your legs a lot, you want to make sure that your shoes are nicely polished.
Tap dancing? Tap?
Can, like that. Yeah, you can do some tap, yeah. Like that. I wouldn't do can-can.
That's pushing it.
Yeah, that's pushing it, like that. What do you call it? We say can-can. What if, I'm not sure what you call it.
We also call it.
Where you have a line, yeah. And the girls, the chorus line, and there's like 20 girls or 50 girls all in a line, and then they all dance and they kick their legs really high.
Ah,
okay.
Con-con.
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 Con-con. Con-con, yes. So I would leave that one out.
Okay.
Like that, because we're not talking, what is it? Moulin Rouge here. Yeah, we're talking,
May take a while for the deities to fall asleep.
Exactly. Or they may not wake up. Oh, no, here are those guys again. The con-con wall is, no, we're not going like that. The Broadway wall is bad enough, right?
Actually, when we do our theater in Paris, we go through this quarter called Saint-Denis, where there is a lot of nightclub and things.
Okay, yeah.
Every year, same thing.
Yeah, but at least they're out, you know? Yeah, and then like, they come out and they come and bring their drinks. And, like that,
yes.
You know? So that's
now you doing that?
Yeah. I think it was, I'm not sure where it was, Amsterdam or something, because the temple was close by
to the
red light district. And one of the devotees, I think one year he may have been one of the biggest or the biggest book distributor for the marathon. What he did is he just took all the books down to the girls and they just distributed to their customers. Like that. And he'd bring prasad and everything for them and everything, you know. So I think they'd even have special programs. They'd all come over and do kirtan and take prasad and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been known to happen. Like that.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Yeah, I remember we're going. Where was that? Maybe it was in Delhi, the Rath Yatra in Delhi or something. They also, one of the main roads that they do at one end of it, then is all the girls are there, and they're all coming out and waving and everything, and they're all happy to see all the kirtan and like that. It's a lot different than all these, you know, strange people that come and visit them, so the kirtan's really nice, actually. Yes, so that's the difference between permanent and temporarily installed. just in case you had a doubt what we were discussing there. Yeah, so the permanent deity can never be sent away, so they're always there. So you have deities that it's like, you know, they've been around for, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of years, like that, because they're just not sent away. You know, or you see in Vrindavan that the temple closes, so they just move the temple's deities to another temple, so you go to one temple and it's got like 10 deities, you know, like that. But yeah, because it's just, they don't. But the temporarily, that for that function they come out, let's say that they come out for Abhishek. Because in the Pancharatrik system, you have five deities. So you have the main deity, the Mulavigraha, he's the one that's permanent. The other four, in the Pancharatrik system, they're the ones that are temporarily installed. One eats, that's all he does. Another one goes out on Parik, you know, for the processions and that. And that's all they do. Another one sleeps, that's all they do. And another one takes bath. So they'll take the bath and all that, then they'll go back to their place. And then the eating, not doing the puja where you just do that, where they're doing the bathing. But let's say you're having a big abhishek, that deity will come out. And if you're having a procession, then that particular deity. So like in Guruvayur, the deities will be out all night. So that means the main deity and the one that sleeps is already asleep. Yes. But the one in procession, he's out till 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And then he goes somewhere else. And in the morning, he goes back to the temple. Mm-hmm. like that. So. So you have these different functions like that, but it has to be understood. These are all the expansions of the main deity. They're not something like here we have so Radha Madhava and big Radha Madhava, they're permanent.
Yes.
But small Radha Madhava, they come out for elephant procession, they come out for the what do you call it? The water, the Julon, the
yes.
water festivals and things like that. And the rest of the time, then they'll sleep. Does that make sense? So it's just a standard
system.
Which
are the four functions?
Sorry?
The other deities, they have the four functions, right? Bathing, eating,
procession,
sleeping.
And sleeping. Right? If you have eating, you have to have sleeping. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Pratishtha means that which has been established with great power or permanently. Okay. The deity form is the shelter of all jivas. That means the deity is directly the Lord. The forms may be fixed, such as Jagannath, or movable, such as baby form of Mukunda. The procedures of Visarjana and Avahana, daily invoking the Lord and dismissing him, are not performed on a permanent form of the deity, whether moving or fixed. Like Radha Madhava, they may move. Like before, they would go and do all the, like they'll come out for the Abhishekhs and things like that, so they're moving. But there's still not, never, there's no Avahana and Visarjan. Visarjan means to dismiss. Like that.
Jagannath goes out on
Radha. He goes himself. He doesn't have an Utsavmurti. Most places that you go to, you know, in the big temples, then they have an Utsavmurti.
So why is it say fixed such as Jagannath?
Yeah, fixed such as Jagannath, or movable such as the baby form. So whether fixed or moving, which is installed, since one is permanently called the Lord at the time of installation. So they're not, you don't do Visarjan. Avahan and Visarjan on a daily basis. Does that make sense yet?
Yeah, I'm not.
Means the installed deity can be either fixed or moving.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, he's installed, then he's always installed.
Yes.
Right? The temporary ones you may call, or you may. We don't generally do the Visarjan, so we just carry on where we left off.
But when you say moving, it means like physically moving.
Physically moving, yeah.
Yeah. But Jagannath is moving. So why is he mentioned as fixed?
Why? You want to pick him up?
not alone, but in Jagannath Puri, they kind of get together once a year.
Okay. So he goes out for those few days, and so then he's not fixed.
It would seem that he is. From the way that you're presenting this.
Okay, lunch is every day at 1 o'clock. Okay?
Yeah.
And you come every day at 1 o'clock. Mm. Then there's a few days where there's some other programs going on, and lunch maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, like that.
Right, got it.
Then when the week's over, then what do we do?
1 o'clock.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
Got it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Regarding this, Avahan is done only once during the installation.
For the installation, yes, it's only done once.
And then in Jagannath Puri, when we have after a few
12 years. No, but Jagannath Puri is in its own category, so don't use them as an example.
So that cannot be Visarjan.
We don't do Visarjan. Even in deities that are temporary, we don't do Visarjan. We don't. Others might, so that's what I'm saying. Don't use Jagannath Puri as the method. Sri Rangamaha, I mean, Ramanujacharya already went there thinking, well, we'll establish Pancharatra, and it didn't work out so well for him. Right? So they're in their own category. We just leave them alone.
If he didn't make it, we shouldn't.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, we don't even go in the temple. So it's just, you know, like that, you know. Like Rup Sanatan, Haridas Thakur, they didn't go to the temple. So we just, not where they worship Jagannath when he's there.
So Gauri Vaishnava should not go to Jagannath Puri temple? It is because Acharyas, our Acharyas, yeah. is following in their footsteps.
Okay. See. What was the topic we were talking about?
About Avahana and Visarjana.
Yes. So, how do we get into, and you're trying to quote as a example Jagannath Puri, and I'm saying that's not where we would take examples from. Right? And then pointing out we're not even so much involved in their worship. Lord Chaitanya going for darshan had nothing to do with the pujaris or puja and all that. Even our acharyas didn't even go in the temple. How from that, when we're discussing that topic, do you get, what, we don't go into the temple? Just because the acharya, it's like, did you see a sign outside that said, I say, you know the quote, that says, funny, isn't it?
Huh?
You can ask him afterwards. Because we can't quote that sign. That said, you know, come one, come all, you know, come up with issue-based questions to get your bile moving. Did you see a sign like that outside? If you didn't, don't do that. We're on 11th canto, we expect more decorum. You understand?
So this is
for the first 6 years, I'll buy it. After that, once Prahlad Maharaj starts talking, then we're done with issues. Does that make sense? Not that we're done with issues is an issue, but you understand? So the point is we have what we do. Take that. You know. Otherwise, if you want to quote something, quote what the Shris do or the Madhvas do. You know, why Puri?
No, because Jagannath is mentioned, so the question came up about Visarjana. That's it.
They were talking about Jagannath, meaning that he's big and he's fixed. Because they don't move him on a daily basis. He's too big. They bring in a whole, literally, army of Sabaras, and they move him.
Yes.
And that, it's understood, he only moves when he wants to move. Right? Because there's a particular gate he comes to, and he always stops there. And they have to sit there for an hour, you know, like, saying all kinds of, you know, choice gully in Arisan. Before, you know, when they've said, you know, gone through the whole gamut of all these presentations, then finally he, you know, at his will starts moving again. Because they can't move him. He moves because he wants to move. And you see sometimes, and it mentions Chaitanya Charitamrita, somebody moves very fast. Sometimes they can't even move him at all. The chariot also, sometimes it moves fast, sometimes it doesn't matter. They can't move it. They bring elephants, they bring this, they can't move the chariot. So, therefore, he's only moving because he wants to. Therefore, fixed.
Was it? 1 year.
Those Durgas, they install for the Durga Puja and then they dismiss them. That's what...
That's temporary. That's what... that's Visarjana. Because as they've done their puja, they're finished, okay, now you can go.
Yes, because they...
Because that's why it's also when you're doing the things, it's we have one translation of these, others have others. Like that. Like, you know, for us, it's, you know, accept this worship. For the others, it's face me so I can do the worship. Like that. You know, so the one is be pleased with us, the other one is more of a demand.
Yeah, because devotees getting out of shape. Oh, how can they throw them? You know, because they don't really know what to do.
But they're temporary. And they're materialists. So what do you expect?
Mm.
That's the whole point.
Mm.
But at least they're worshiping the Lord. Right? So that's, you know. Okay, we good with this?
Mm.
We good? 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 Sri Krishna continue. The deity that is temporarily established can optionally be called forth and sent away. But these two rituals should always be performed when the deity is traced upon the ground. Right? So the ones on the ground, you call him, and then you send him because, you know, then you're going to... The shape will be gone. People will walk there. It's just like drawing on the ground means they generally go to an area, like it says, sand. They'll go to the beach and then make deities there, draw or do whatever they're doing, and then do their worship, their pujas and all that. Then after that, they'll do the visarjan and then go away. So, yeah. Bathing should be done with water, except if the deity is made of clay, paint, or wood, in which cases a thorough cleansing without water is enjoined. Mm-hmm. Right, so it's very practical. It's according to the medium Krishna comes through, because Krishna's created these elements. They are him. So he can appear in them as he likes, but as the medium is how you deal. Mm-hmm. You don't send them, oh, it's Krishna, so you do it. No, he's come in that medium, that's how you deal. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like... Krishna's come as a potato. You cook it like a potato. You don't cook it like spinach. Or you don't cook the spinach like a potato. Like spinach, you just put it in the pot, put some salt, put the lid on it, and hari bol. All the water comes out, and then it boils, and then when it goes dry, then you start doing all your muscles and stuff. But a potato, if you just put it in the pot dry, put some salt, and put a lid on it, and go away, it's not going to work out very good. Right? So that's the thing, is the different mediums you have to deal with according to how Krishna has appeared. So when he appears in clay, paint, or wood, then you don't bathe with water. But there must be a thorough cleansing without water. Like that. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. There is choice in the case of forms which are impermanent, such as clay or sand. If that form will remain for some days, one person may not install the form, performing a Vahan Visarjan only, whereas another person will install the deity according to different types of faith and bhakti. However, one does not install a shaligram, since the Lord is already present, right? So shaligrams, Govardhans, you know, the Shilas, and the deity, the spiritual master, these aren't installed. They're already non-different. You know? It means you start puja. So you can have some special arrangement for when you first start and do a very nice, elaborate puja. But there is no installation. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah. When the form is drawn on the ground, or in other cases where the form is by nature very impermanent, such as forms made of sand, one should perform avahan and visarjana. One should bathe the deity with water, except if the form is a painting or made of clay. In those cases, when the form is wood, one should simply wipe the deity. Because, right? Like the big deities, you're wiping them nicely in that. You're not bathing them. So you're seeing that they're nicely cleansed. The smaller forms that whoever's accepting the worship, so either the Utsav Murti or the Shaligram Shila, they then with the detail, that's then what goes on. Right? Sri Krishna continued. One should worship me in my deity forms by offering the most excellent paraphernalia. But a devotee completely free from material desire may worship me with whatever he is able to obtain, and may even worship me within his heart with mental paraphernalia. Right? So, if we have facility, we should be offering the best facility to Krishna. Yes. But someone who doesn't have facility, then whatever they have, they offer, then that's Krishna is happy with that. Yes. Right? You know, the Goswamis, they're under a tree. You know, they just sit under a tree, and then, you know, they have the special things, the deities are hung there in the tree. And while they're staying there, and they do their worship and everything. And I think Sanatana Goswami was offering, I'm not sure if it was chapatis or if it was I can't remember what they're called.
The
bhatis. The bhatis, yeah. Bhati means you make the dough, you don't roll it out because you need a rolling board and a pin and all that kind of jazz. So you just take the ball as it is and put it into the coals. We cook it that way. Those are called bhati. So now, having cooked the bhati, the Marwaris will take that and drop it into a bowl of ghee. I mean, like, swimming, literally, means, you know, like, all of them can swim in there, not one at a time. It means it's like Olympic size, you know, ghee bowl, right, goes inside. And then after sitting in there a while, you know, you don't see the little bubbles come up anymore, then you haul them out.
So sounds like good guys.
Yes, yes. So he would just cook them and then offer them to Krishna like that. So Krishna at one point asked, you know, no butter? Nothing. You know, okay. This is all I got. I don't have butter.
No salt.
Huh?
No salt.
No salt? Yeah, just, you know. So Krishna is he's just having fun. Because the point is, Sanatana Goswami, and they would talk that. That's their unique position.
He says, today you last. For salt tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep going. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that barge with salt got stuck in the Yamuna. There was enough salt.
And there was enough salt then. Yeah, yeah. So then he got salt. Yeah, so you have to bring your own salt. Yeah.
Moving south.
Yes. So then, if they even that, then they can just worship in the heart with mental paraphernalia, because then you can do the whole. So even in the puja, you have the manasa puja, where you go through the 16 items mentally, because in the mind you can do so many excellent arrangements, and because you're going through that, the mind, you have to think about the deity. You can't think about something else, otherwise the manasa puja doesn't work, right? So. Then at least for that time you're fully focused on the deity. Now when you offer the external items to the deity, you remember those items that you were offered in the mind. Mm. So you have both the one that you're offering and the one from the mind, which is what you would like to offer. Mm. And you'll remember the deity more. So it's a system. So you can just worship with that, you know, manasa puja. Mm-hmm. And then that's the complete puja you render, because you don't have facility for other things. Mm-hmm. Right?
For devotees who have some deity, when they are traveling, they can do in mind. So.
It's convenient, but how do you define means? Why have the deity in that arrangement if you're going to be regularly traveling?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you're regularly traveling, then you should either have facility that the deities can go with you, or that you have deities that you can go traveling and it doesn't matter. Like the pictures.
Yes. Yes.
Like that. Because there's the idea that somehow or another there's more benefit in worshipping the archer form. The archer form engages more of the senses, but the point is it's supposed to be the steady engagement, not the occasional engagement. Because if it's occasional, then it's the temporarily installed deities. Right? So you have to see what kind of arrangements are there. So does that make sense? So it's convenient for us, is it convenient for the deities? That's the consideration. Like that. So these are, how you say, difficult points, because we don't generally stick to the traditional elements.
Yes.
And so when we bring in these contemporary, it brings up so many questions and alternatives. But the point is that the principles of the deity worship are the things to be maintained, and within that, then we make our decision. Like Prabhupada did not recommend that preachers travel with deities. He just didn't, many, many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that those that there are individuals who do take their deities,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing it for the last 30 years, and they do their puja.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen according to, you know, the facility and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is it's there, but they'll do, you know. But then this whole thing of just, well, I have the deities because I want out the whole facility at home, but at the same time, I only want to worship them when I'm doing. You know, they're saying, so is the person on a daily basis doing a set puja, and then when they travel, then they're doing manasa, or also at the home, it's not set?
Yes.
See, that's the whole point. Then it just becomes according to our taste, not the Lord's.
Yes.
And so that we're connected to the Lord in that, that's good. But we should always understand it's not actually standard. It's below the standard, but at least there's some connection to Krishna. So in that way, it's good. Because we'll say, oh, but anything, and you know, this and that, and so many things. Yes. But at the same time, if we're trying to regulate our life and make it about the Lord, then we have to be a bit more concerned about the, you know, how it's working. Right? And then don't take it beyond. So you have to be able to say, this is the worship that we can do. And do that. Now, if on top of that you can do some more, that's okay. But you don't do less than that. That's the standard. You know, it's just like every day you cook this. Or every day, or you make a standard, every day, you know, it'll be lunch. Or whatever we cook will be offered. So some days it may be simpler, some days it may be fancy. So like that. But you have to make something that is able to be maintained. So that's why you want to be too... It becomes... I'm not sure. The word that comes to mind is flippant. I'm not sure if flippant means anything to anybody other than you.
No, not really.
Huh?
Not really.
Flippant.
Whimsical.
Whimsical. Whimsical. Yeah, that's a good... It's whimsical. It's just that, oh, we can get deities. What about that? Oh, we'll just do Manasapuja and not this and that. And, you know, like that. It's not really about the deities. It's more... It means it's nice that they want to have the deities, they want to worship the deities, but it has to be a little bit more regular. You know, there has to be that consideration that my life revolves around the deities. You may say, well, I'm preaching, but then, okay, then why have the deities? Pictures work really well. You know what I'm saying? I think most all temples had pictures. Until, you know, sometime in the, mostly around the 80s. I think that's where most, so many temples got deities. Now it's like, you know, you have anything. You have, you know, two brahmacharis and you have deities.
Three sets.
You have to keep up the standard of more deities than devotees. Right? You know? So, but before it was, everyone just started off pictures. Only if you had something stable, then you had deities. Like that. You have to see that it's something that can be maintained. Like that, because it's permanent. So it's just a matter of the traditional methods then answer all these things. But we're not necessarily that hot on tradition, because it's more about, you know, what will inspire us. And so then there won't be that kind of maturity. The one deity worship, but at the same time is not... want to put in the effort. You know, people get deities and all that, and then they'll ask, well, how often can I do? They'll start off, and then, but, you know, how often do you have to do? Like that? Yeah, how often do you have to eat? You know, like that. Could we just have every Ekadasi, you know, have lunch? You know, like that. We'll make it a big lunch, like that, but, you know, because this everyday cooking is the whole problem, you know, and unless we can get those instant, you know, pour the hot water noodles, you know, like that. Like that, you know. They make it a variety of flavors, you know. You got the Oriental and you got this. And, you know, in India, you get all the nice flavors, the Indian flavors.
So it's not really worship, like the word worship.
It's not, but at the same time, is you don't want to discourage because they're connecting to Krishna. Yeah. That's the problem, is it's
yeah.
You know, it's yeah. It's just, it's not following tradition, and so it doesn't get the result that the tradition would get.
Basically, lack of training.
It's lack of training. It's lack of training and culture and background. I mean, sure, with time it'll adjust itself. Like that. But otherwise, then, because we're talking permanent, we're not talking, you know, few days, few weeks, even. Many will go into it really good but last only 3 years. 3 years seems to be about the regular standard for, what do you call it, for making the worship go for most people. If you make it past 3 years, then generally you'll see they'll stick to it.
Commitments are hard. 3 years.
Sorry?
Any commitment is hard.
Yeah, I was leaving it at that. But, yes, we have noted the, how you say, the same...
the universality.
Yeah, the universality of 3 years. It's even sometimes, you know, devotees that come in and after 3 years they know everything and this and that, and then they kind of start to veer off a bit like that.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, you know, because now you kind of, it all becomes regular. It's actually act for 2 years, but you can push on for another year. Like that. Everything becomes like that. Yes.
Why, so is it an offense if we invite the Lord and then don't worship Him regularly?
Why invite?
Yes.
It's just like if you invite a friend... over and then don't feed him.
We have the inspiration, we have the sentiment.
Yes, but that's the whole point, is then start with something that you can do. But the problem comes is because we work from this, you know, it's 100% or nothing, or it's the top or nothing, or, you know, how you say? What is it? All or bust or break?
Oh, yeah. Break or bust.
It just means either we, you know, you win or it's all finished, you know. It's kind of like, you know, how you say?
Second place is the biggest loser.
Yeah, second place is, you know, is last, you know. Yeah, the second place is the biggest loser. Yeah, that kind of thing. So we go for archa, but why not pictures? Mm-hmm. Like that. Because we want to do that bath and all that for however many days or weeks or months or, you know, that we want to do. And then we find that it's more committed. That's why the tradition is there. Is because it is. You like to go to the temple. Because the idea is the temple is actually the main worship for the community. So everybody can go there, take part. You know, like in Los Angeles, I think at one point when they had 500 devotees there and everybody was involved, one person I think would prepare. Another person would cook. Another person would make the plate. A different person would take it in and set up. A different person would make the offering. A different person would take it off. A different person would wash the plate, and a different person would do the arching. Just to engage everyone.
Sometimes you see it here, especially when the course is going on. Yeah. And the course.
Yeah, but it wasn't due to no one wanted to do. It was just so many. When you have, you know, hundreds of devotees who want to do the puja, then they have to, you know, like that, and then, you know, you do this artik, the next one does that artik, so, you know, all the artiks in the day, all the offerings in the day, and this way then everybody was engaged.
How long it lasted?
I'm not sure if it's still going on now.
3 years.
But, you know, the worship's going on, and they do very nice worship there. But it's just that now, like, you know, they'll have more, one pujari will do so much and stuff like that. And there's a good chance he's from here. He's either from here, Russia, or he speaks Spanish.
And if it's three at one person?
No, you have that too. But the point is then, you know, they'll get that benefit for being committed and doing that worship, you know, while everybody else is doing whatever they do. So that's the whole point, is that anything connected to Krishna is always some benefit. But the point is that why get into something unless one can maintain it? So what's the problem? Come up, no training. Right? We don't have training in deity worship. We don't have training. It means you can go to a course. But it's only if you're interested, and it's not part of the main discussion. Mm-hmm. Like that. You know, it's just like here. Here's the 11th canto, Bhagavatam, right? So devotees study Bhagavatam, but we're discussing points that we may have never discussed them. Why is that? Why isn't not that this is a regular part of, Prabhupada wanted it part as Bhakti Shastri. Like that. But then it just kind of fritters away. You know, so the deity worship is an essential point, especially for the conditioned soul. Like that. So, if by hearing the holy name, then you're immediately attracted and worshipping Krishna and all that, then it's not as important. But if not, then the process of deity worship is very important. Like that. So then we find where we fit in. So, when there's training and all that, then these things will adjust, because then one will go through the training, one will see the things, one knows what one's getting involved in. And training means something other than a weekend retreat. You know what I'm saying? It's that if you do it for a long time, then you actually get the taste and you see that, okay, this is what's involved. And then you continue from there. Does that make sense? Like we have, you know, the training they do for years and that, they know it's involved. Then when they graduate, then they go out and you'll see some of them, they have their own deities and do the same puja every day. And others, then they don't. They know how to do when there's a festival, they can take part in all that. There is something special they can do, but they themselves don't keep. So, but the point is you've seen, because I see many, many. It's when it's new, they want to do it, and as soon as you can do it, they lose interest. You know, from our perspective, is when you know that's now when the worship gets serious, because now you can concentrate on the deity, on the prayers, on the attitude, and all those things.
Because he is more of goodness.
Yes, more of goodness. Yes, yes. So it's just a matter of training. So it's a matter, if training is there, then devotees will know what's involved. You know, so it's not part of the culture yet. Like that. So that, the training in this, training in other areas where, you know, the 3-year cutoff point, you know, all these things. If the training is there, then you'll see that things are taking more seriously. But otherwise, you do the best you can. You can't do, then if you've installed them, now what? You find someone who will worship, someone else who will do, you know, something like that. You know, it's just you find some way to, that it'll go on. Because it's not a, that's why you just don't get involved. That's why these things are considered a more mature kind of, that's why he said second initiated devotees and this and that. But, you know, it's, if Loy Bazaar was making money off of Didi's soul to second initiated devotees, it would still look like it did back in the 70s.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah. So the, it's delicate because you're dealing with Krishna, and Krishna is that interaction. Because then people will go, well, Prabhupada had the thing, you just make these deities like this and that and send them out, you know, people that, and they do their auspicious, you know, just, you know, offer some incense every day or things like that, and they'll get the benefit. But also those deities were fully dressed. You know, so that's because the tradition is they're fully dressed. Like that. So if you're going to have ones that are less, that means you have to be doing the, you have to have clothes and all this. So then like this, and then that's all the more is there. Plus it was Gorni Thai. Like that. But then someone will bring up, no, but there was this thing with Radha and Krishna, but the point is how far did that go? How far it takes? How much is that a standard? So we don't take that as the standard because we see what Prabhupada had in the temple, what he had in the worship. You know, so that kind of thing we have to see is that it's an important part of our process. So it should be taken seriously. So with proper contemplation, then one gets involved. And if one's already involved, then you see, okay, what's the best you can do? How to make it as nice as possible. Like that. You know, because it's about Krishna. So you make it the best you can. That's the... You know, you find something that is, because what's stable is the most important. Does that make sense? Like I said, you're at the house, you're cooking, so whatever is cooked, you'll offer. Yes. Right? Yeah. So that's something that you can do. You're not making, you know, how you say, six offerings, six artiks, you know, you're not doing that. You just, you know, when you cook, you know, if you cook once a day, you make one offering. You cook three times, you make three. Point is if you cook, you'll offer. Like that. So that's something you can maintain. Try to keep the altar clean. Try to keep the place clean. Try to keep yourself clean. Like that. Does that make sense? Then you find something that you can do. And then if you like doing that, then okay, daily puja is very simple. And then on special days, you'll do something more elaborate. Like that. So you find something that can be stable. Does that make sense? And then that stability, then one will get that taste in that. Then if it's possible to do it more, it will happen. And if not, then you have a nice standard that you're comfortable with and that it makes it regular. Does that work?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of finding what you can do. It means, in other words, if we went into it with more enthusiasm than contemplation
the consequences.
No, not exactly consequences, but the reality of what one's getting involved with. Then now knowing the reality and knowing the stand, then see what you can do to make it as nice as possible. Does that make sense? Yeah, and so then like that, then you do. The point is it's, you know, between you and Krishna. So you try to make it as nice for him as possible. Does that make sense? And if you want more inspiration in the home worship, then talk to Janani Vas Prabhu. Because mm-hmm. we know temple worship. Mm-hmm. And, does that make sense? Yeah. So he deals more with that. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives that very simple, you know, the 16 items. It's a complete puja. Very simple, it can be done very easily, 20 minutes. Like Prabhupada had mentioned, the puja in 20 minutes. And so as a simple form, we use that. And then, you know, everything that's in the puja book, that's in the elaborate form. Because I've seen is either people do things simple, or they'll do it elaborate. Generally, no one does it in the middle. Right? Like that. You know, you may take the elaborate and a little bit more or less, or make the simple a little bit more or less. But generally, no one does so much in the middle. So we teach the boys those two systems, and that way, then they can adjust for whatever they're doing. So, good. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur elaborates: one should worship using the best items, such as cooked grains, sugar candy, ghee, sandalwood, and saffron. See. Authorized sugar candy. Because we always use misery. We don't use sugar, we use misery. The devotee with no material desires can worship using whatever is available, or can worship by meditating on rare objects in his mind, right? Because that's the advantage. In the mind, you can be doing, you know, a solid gold string of song, you know, you can do all these kind of things like that. Such as sweet rice made from milk of Sarabi cows. Now that's a good one. Okay. So even the acharyas excel in what is rare.
South Indian brahmana anodi comes. He dips in the
water. Yes. That's exactly. That's what. But here it mentions devotee with no material desires can worship with using whatever's available, or can worship that. So because he has no material desires, therefore just what's coming on its own by his natural performance of his duties, that's what he has. But those who have material desire, then they're endeavoring anyway for nice things for themselves. They should be getting nice things for the deities. Right? You get nice clothes for the deities. You eat nice stuff, to get nice stuff for them. You have nice, you like nice things that smell, then make nice things for them that smell. Does that make sense? So that's the idea. But if you have no desire, then it's just whatever you have. Right? So we shouldn't have, like you say, be, how are we saying this? Is it? Akama sarvakama va?
Moksha kama
adidadi. So we shouldn't be the one with all the desires, but then, you know, with Krishna, then it's, you know, whatever. We chant, we, you know, like that. We should try to balance it.
Yes.
Right? Because Krishna is a person, he understands. Like that. It's about the interaction. So because you're into all those things, why not hit? If you have one of those walk-in closets where, you know, you pull the drawers come out with all the different, you know, and they're not the kind, just the regular drawers, the ones that, you know, in stages and all that, you better have one like that for your deities. You know, his drawers shouldn't be just something that everything's tossed in, and yours is all these, you know, push a button and electronic, you know, like that. It has to be a balance. Right? You know, you see Ambarish Maharaj, I said, how good it is. Because he's an emperor, so he makes it excellent. Right? You know, and you have nothing like Sudama Brahman, then it's whatever you have, that's what you're going to offer. He offers chipped rice to, you know, the Lord of Dwarka. And the Lord of Dwarka is happy. Right? Yeah. Sri Krishna continued. In worshipping the temple deity, my dear Uddhava, bathing and decoration are the most pleasing offerings. Right? So this is important to notice. Now he's making what kind of deity, because he mentioned the eight kind of deities.
Yes.
And so then, depending upon the deity, then that brings out that particular, what items are the most pleasing for that particular deity. So you know where to emphasize. Because otherwise then you can't, Yeah, you may not put the emphasis in that. Anyone? Broke?
Okay. Why not?
Okay. Pass it around. I've always seen that. It's always funny with the kids when you get out something like that, and suddenly the kids all start doing that. You have this cough syrup, but it really tastes good. Yeah. And so everybody uses that. When you get one of the ones that doesn't taste good, no one uses it. No, it's okay. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. In worshiping the temple deity, right? Because that would be. So the temple deity means, so bathing of the deity is the most. And you're good. Okay. Got your own. Okay. You just have a little bowl. Right?
Vending machine.
Yeah, just everybody can do it.
Prabhupada.
Of lozenges?
No.
Of lozenges. I think he had a thing also, gulab jamun. Yeah, that's really far out.
More people will come.
Vedanta Sutra again in the morning. Yeah, then everyone will come.
Attracting people.
Wait, only gulab jamuns, not the top lozenges. Yeah. No, it'd probably be like that. It's all just, no salty. And then, so I have a whole buffet, and then people are coming in for the buffet. Oh, I gotta go. So.
After the fast.
Yeah, only after it comes out. Okay, bathing and decoration are the most pleasing offerings, right? Because the bathing, then, it's nice because that's what you can do. You have the form, you can get the full advantage of the bathing, and you can do the most nicest decoration, like that. For the deity traced on sacred ground, the process of tattva vinyasa is most dear, right? So all the nyasas and all those kinds of things are.
Technical, if for the main deities in the temple fixed, they get bathed and
continue. It means it's bathing and decoration. So the big deities will be decorated, and the small deities will have the bathing. You'll also decorate, but you'll be doing the biggest on the. The biggest means that the bathing will be for the small ones, and the big decoration will be on the big ones. I mean, not that you don't dress the small ones nice also, but it's just, depending on the size, then you can only do so many things. Mm-hmm. Big deities can put more things. Mm-hmm. Oblations of sesame and barley soaked in ghee are the preferred offering to the sacrificial fire, right? So we have that's already going on like that. People say, oh, what about akshata, this, that? No, but this is the preferred. Others are also bona fide.
What is that? Tovinyasa?
All the different mantras that you're touching in the different parts of the body and stuff like that. Whereas worship consisting of upasthana and argya is preferred for the sun. Upasthana, I'm not sure, but argya is, the offering water for the sun. One should worship me in the form of water by offering water itself. Like when you have the deity in the pot, you everything's done with water. Actually, whatever is offered to me with faith by my devotee, even if only a little water, is most dear to me. So any form that if water is being offered with devotion, then Krishna is very happy. So it's the devotion that's the main point. Mm-hmm. Right? So you have the 16 items. Then of the 16, you have 10 that are main. Of those, then you're going to have 5. Of those, then you're going to have 2. And of those, then you're going to have 1, which means devotion.
Yes.
Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the main. So, is it, like you say, if somebody's worshiping the hat and it got too elaborate and it's not too difficult, then they can do it very simple, but just then offer with water and with devotion. That's where the Patram Pushram Phalam Toyam comes in. You do something that is there. And that can be, you can do a full puja, beginning to end, in literally 20 minutes, if not less. In practice, it could be a little bit less. Like that. The BBT purport states, The Lord has stated in the previous verse that even a little water offered with love and devotion gives him... Did we do the footnote?
No.
No. Footnote 45. Okay. No. Oh, no, we didn't even finish that point. Even very opulent presentations do not satisfy me if they are offered by non-devotees. But I am pleased by an insignificant offering made by my loving devotees. And I am certainly most pleased when nice presentations of fragrant oil, incense, flowers, and palatable food are offered with love. Because these are the main points here.
Yes.
You know, how you say nice fragrances, the flowers, food, like that, mentioned the clothes, you know, before in the decoration. But the point is, it's offered with affection. BBT purports, we've got the footnote. This was especially exemplified when Krishna turned down an extravagant feast at the palace of Duryodhana and instead ended up eating raw banana peels at Vidura's small cottage. Right? And he was going there to eat chapatis and spinach. You know, because that's what you get, right? Chapatis you make, spinach you go around and collect locally. You know, whatever's growing, whatever's in season. Like that. Yeah, it ended up with banana peels. Yeah, and Vidur... No, Vidur is not Gujarati. Because they would have the banana in the banana peel if they were... There's a preparation. They take little bananas in the peel. You know, cut the stem off and all that, and then you make a chaunce and masalas and all that kind of thing, then throw in the bananas and just move it around a little bit and hari bol.
Tasty.
Hmm?
Tasty.
They're Gujaratis.
Yeah, it's a Gujarati.
They have some fun.
But which part of Gujarat, I don't know, because nowadays you find out that you say it's good, but it's only that part of Gujarat. And another part is like, what? That's not Gujarati. You know? It's like Italians. You know? So, that's not pasta.
You can't eat a pizza like that.
That's not a pizza.
For Italians, at least, wherever you go, it's good. It's different.
No, it's if they're good cooks, it's good.
Yeah, that's
right. We take it automatically they're good cooks, but no, a bad Italian cook, it's ho-hum. But if they're a good cook, it's nice. So anything that's cooked by a good cook is good. So the person who was cooking the banana peels, they were a good, I mean the banana, whole bananas, with the peels, they were good cooks. Like that. Good? I didn't eat it, but but others were appreciating. Like that.
Smart people,
they have
seen others.
Yeah, that's there. No, but it was that, I think it was Vasudev. He was from Fiji.
Yeah.
He was Gujarati, and his wives were very good cooks. And so they used to cook like that, and the GBC would appreciate. I just heard about it. The happiness of hearing. The Lord has stated in the previous verse that even a little water offered with love and devotion gives him great pleasure. Therefore, the words kim punaha indicate the Lord's complete happiness when a suitable opulent offering is made with love and devotion. Right? So, the point is the love and devotion. So, whatever you have, then that's there. But now if you have this, so you can make a bigger offering, then that's expected. And then he accepts that with pleasure. But it's the devotion that's the main thing, right? If you have facilities, you do. But an opulent offering made by a non-devotee cannot please the Lord. As Srila Jiva Goswami explains, the rules and regulations concerning deity worship and the listing of offenses against the deities are all meant for helping one avoid precisely this kind of disrespectful or neglectful attitude towards the personality of Godhead in his deity form. In fact, all offenses against the deity are based on irreverence and disregard for the Lord's position as master, and thus upon disobedience to his orders. Since one must worship the deity with reverence, one should offer opulent presentations of the deity with love. For such presentations both enhance the respectfulness of the worshipper and help him avoid offenses in his worship. Sri Krishna continued.
No, that's not
it. Nice try.
it's only the outside.
Oh, it's only the outside. Oh, okay. You can smell it and get the benefit. So, in other words, if we take it seriously, trying to please Krishna, then Krishna is very pleased with whatever it is. But, like you said here, if we're neglectful, you know, or irreverent, or like these kind of things, that won't be pleasing to Krishna. No matter whether, what if it's simple or very elaborate. But if it's done with that, trying to please Krishna, then whatever one has, Krishna will be happy. But that's the point. Right? Because it's not we chant, we don't care for the rules. It's that with that devotion, we try to do our best. That's the bottom line. So whatever is there, you just take it that you do the best you can. Sri Krishna continued. After cleansing himself and collecting all the paraphernalia, right? So that's the first two sections. Right? So the Abhigamana and Upadana. You know, you're cleansing yourself means, you mentioned, brushing your teeth, taking the bath, you know, chanting the Gayatri, all these different things like that. And collecting all the paraphernalia, what's required for the worship. The worshiper should arrange his own seat, right, because that's the first thing, is Asanastapana, Patrasthapana, with blades of kusa grass whose tips point eastward. He should then sit facing either east or north, or else, if the deity is fixed in one place, he should sit directly facing the deity. Right? So if you have a small deity like Shaligram or this, then you put wherever, and then you make that arrangement if you can. If not, facing the deity, if the fixed deity, then you face the deity, because that's the point. East comes from Krishna. Right? He's the sun. Right? You know, like that. The devotee should sanctify the various parts of his body by touching them and chanting mantras. He should do the same for my deity forms, and then with his hands he should clean the deity of old flowers and the remnants of previous offerings. So you come with new offerings, so the old ones are taken off. He should properly prepare the sacred pot and the vessel containing water for sprinkling. Right, sacred pot means the main pot. You do the worship like that for us, then guru and like this and that. So there's always the worship guru. So generally we just have a picture.
Yes.
Like that. Yes. So you do the worship the guru punti namaskar and like this. And the vessel for containing water for sprinkling. So the argya patras. Yes. Right? So then you have the samanya for yourself that you're going to do your achman, then you have the not visarjan. What is it called? Wow. Visesha Argya. Visesha Argya, that one's the one for the deity. Then, with the water of that Prokshaniya vessel, he should sprinkle the area where the deity is being worshipped, the offerings that are going to be presented, and his own body. Next, he should decorate with various auspicious substances three vessels filled with water. BBT purport states, Srila Sridhar Swami gives reference with Vedic literature, stating that the water meant for bathing the feet should be combined with millet seeds, durva grass mixed in water, Vishnu Kranti flowers, and other items. The water used for Argya should include the following eight items: fragrant oil flowers, unbroken barley corns, husk barley corns, the tips of kusa grass, sesame seeds, mustard seeds, and durva grass. And just for a note for those of you who are putting all this together, is the tips you don't break with your nails. You have to break it by pulling. Mm. Right? You can't. The nails are considered impure. Mm. Just if you needed to know. Mm. The water for sipping should include jasmine flowers, ground cloves, and kakola berries. Right? So it's all for taste. So you see the auspicious items, then the purifying items, and all that. So then So Padyam, Argyam, and Achmaniyam. These are the three ones, because they'll always be used throughout the puja. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing like here, then the more, you know, elaborate or, you know, standard pancharatric elements, then you're going to have these three. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be there, and those always used. You have your own Achman cup, you know, but so that's a different thing. Sri Krishna continued, the worshipper should then purify those three vessels. He should sanctify the vessel holding water for washing the Lord's feet by chanting Hridayaya Namaha, the vessel containing water for Argya by chanting Shirashe Swaha, in the vessel containing water for washing the Lord's mouth by chanting Shikshayai Vashat. Also, the Gayatri Mantra should be chanted for all three vessels. The worshipper should meditate upon my subtle form, which is situated within the worshipper's own body, now purified by air and fire. Right, because you do the Dikbandhanas, all these different things that you do, the Vahni Prakara, you know, the fire around, all these things. Worship on my subtle form as the source of all living entities. This form of the Lord is experienced by self-realized sages in the last part of the vibration of this sacred syllable, Om. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. The body should be purified by air and fire, should be dried up by air from the abdomen region and burnt by fire from the Muladhara chakra region. Footnote 46. In terms of elements of the chakra, fire is in the Manipura chakra at the navel, and air is in the Anahata chakra at the heart. Hari Bhaktivinoda describes it once to chant the air syllable, Yam, to dry up the Papa Purush, and chant the fire syllable, Ram, to burn up the Papa Purush. Right, you've dried him up, and then once he's dried up, now he'll burn nicely. Right, you've tried to burn him first, not going to work. Dry, then burn. Right? It's like wood. Dry wood burns. Wet wood doesn't burn. Right? Yeah, and burn up the Papa Purusha during the Bhutashuddhi process. Chant Tam, the nectar for, the syllable for nectar, one should inundate the body with nectar. So these are all part of the Bhutashuddhi. You're doing this. So the Ram Yam Tam, this will also be used when making offerings in that. Because any impurities that are there, then they're dried up, what's dried up is burnt up, and then after that, then turn it into nectar. And then the proper, you know, mantras, the bead syllables, the Gayatris, all these and that, and then it comes to the transcendental position, then you offer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right? So like that, we're doing it with ourselves, with the paraphernalia, yes. Like that.
It is mainly to offer the best to the Lord.
Yes. It means everything's pure,
This is the main principle.
Yeah. The main principle is to please the Lord through, you know, these various offerings that you can offer. So these 16 are standard. In Vrindavan, they use them also. It's just that the forms they use may not be as opulent or, let's say, as majestic as they use in Vaikuntha. But it's the same thing. 16 items is 16 items.
But the 16 items, they are what type of item they are? 16, they are what?
The 16, it means you have asanam. That means, Asana means the asan, swagatam, the greeting.
Yes.
Then padya margyam achamaniyam.
Yes. Yes.
Like that, what we just mentioned here. Yes. Then maduparka and punarachman. Then you have the snan, the bathing.
Yes.
And then you'll have the snan, then vastra, then ganda pushpa, then dup deep, then naivedya, and then all the secondary items, worship of the Lord's paraphernalia, his associates. That's the 16th item. It's all everything connected. The tadiya, everything connected to the Lord. So,
Maharaj, the same is for Shaligram worship also.
Shaligram especially. Shaligram is like, you know, the point of Prabhupada makes the point that Shaligram comes small like that, so you can offer all those things. So the deity might be bigger, you can't offer all the detailed items directly, but small you can.
Yes.
So Shaligram especially, the 16 items. Just standard, deity worship means the 16 items. Mm-hmm. It's just now whether you're offering the item itself, whether you're doing that with water,
yes.
Whether it's, you know, meditation, that combination.
Yes.
Like we said, the Manasa Puja, then you can offer all very nice things, but you may be just offering with the Rachman spoon and water.
Yes.
Like that. But Shaligram especially has to be worshipped with 16 items. You know, we take it, he's so simple, we can do more simple. No, he's so small, that for he expects the bigger, the more elaborate.
Yes.
And I think Puri Maharaj, she mentioned the point that if you have Giriraj, then if he's on his own, then you do 16 items. If he's there with Shaligram, you do all the elaborate 16 with the Shaligram. With Krishna, then you just do those five main ones. Like that. But if he's on his own, then you do 16. Like that. Okay. Okay. One should then make the body full of it, because he's giving the main points. Now, depending upon which Veda, which Pancharatra, which Tantra, you know, what agamas and that you're using in your tradition, then you're going to use that method.
Yes.
Right, because he just says that you collect the paraphernalia, that there's things, you install that pot. Every Veda has their different way of installing the pot. Every, you know, different things have that. But the principle is there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You've gotten up, you've cleaned yourself, then you have collected the paraphernalia, you've established the paraphernalia or your seat, you've purified yourself and all the paraphernalia, established everything, then you start, you worship the Lord with these items. Yeah. One should then make the body full of nectar by flooding it with nectar from the moon globe situated in the forehead. One should then meditate of the highest form, Narayana, whose portion is the jiva, situated in the lotus of the heart. Om consists of five parts, A-U-M, the nasal anushvara, the dot, and the nada, the semicircle om. Right? So generally we think of it as you know, the three we know, but it's actually five. Okay? Narayana is meditated on by the perfected beings in the nada portion of om, nadante, right, in the semicircle. Shruti says, yo vedadao, swarav prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha. Oh, this is from the Sanyasupta. The sound pronounced in the beginning of om. Oh, okay, so that's what this is. That's far out. The sound pronounced in the beginning of om has its foundation in the last part of the sound, Mahanarayan Upanishad. So that's then in Mahanarayan. Oh, because this is from the Mahanarayana Upanishad, this Shukta. Okay. Right, because the A is also, as mentioned, is Krishna. Krishna mentions he's the A. But at the same time, he has a foundation in the nada. Because that from what I understand, that's the pastimes. Or, you know, or the place, and then there's the pastimes. So that's what the Chandra and the Bindu, what they represent.
Yes.
So you have A-U-M, means the Lord is internal potency in the jivas,
yes.
And then you have the place of pastimes and the pastimes themselves.
Yes.
So in that last part, that ante, that's where then Krishna is, that's the foundational point. Just that he's there, then that's one thing, but he's there in his pastimes, that's the most important.
Yes.
Sri Krishna continued. The devotee conceives of the Supersoul, whose presence surcharges the devotee's body in the form corresponding to his realization. Thus, the devotee worships the Lord to his full capacity and becomes fully absorbed in him. By touching the various limbs of the deity and chanting appropriate mantras, the devotee should invite the Supersoul to join the deity's form, and then the devotee should worship me. The worshipper should first imagine my seat as decorated with the personified deities of religion, knowledge, renunciation, and opulence, and with my nine spiritual energies. He should think of the Lord's sitting place as an eight-petal lotus, effulgent on account of the saffron filaments within its whirl. Then, following the regulations of both the Vedas and the Tantras, he should offer me water for washing the feet, water for washing the mouth, argya, and other items of worship. Right? So the first was asanam. Right, like that, and then greeting him there, and then you're going to do the Padyamargya Machamaniya, right? And then, and other items. So then that means the Madhupaka and Punarachva. By this process, he achieves both material enjoyment and liberation. Sure. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. One should offer padya, achman, and argya, but one should first make a yoga peat of eight lotus petals by sitting place. So he sees they just take the sitting place there, then you take the chandan and then make an eight petal lotus like that.
So that means, what is the meaning of yoga peat?
Sorry?
What is the meaning of yoga peat?
Yoga peat means where the Lord sits, and then from there all his energies and associates expand. That's a yoga peat. These guys seem to be in better shape. Like they can actually fly. The first ones that came out a few years
ago. Yeah, kind of surfing along the floor.
Yeah.
A upside down.
Yeah, yeah. And these seem to be a little bit more accommodating. But one should first make a yogpeet of 8 lotus petals, my sitting place, with dharma, jnana, vairagya, and aishwarya, religion, knowledge, renunciation, opulence, in the southeast, southwest, northwest, and northeast corners, and adharma, ajnana, avairagya, and anaishwarya, irreligion, ignorance, attachment, wretchedness, in the east, southwest, and north directions. In the center, one should place the Naishaktis, Vimala, Utkarshani, Jnana, Kriya, Yoga, Prahvi, Satya, Ishana, and Anugraha. One should offer articles to me for obtaining bhukti and mukti, Ubhaya, Siddhaye, by the methods outlined in the Vedas and Tantras. Sri Krishna continued, one should worship in order the Lord Sudarshan disc, his Panchajanya shell, his club, conch shell, his club, sword, bow, arrows, and plow, his Mushala weapon, his Kustuba gem, his flower garland, and the Srivatsa curl of hair on his chest. One should worship the Lord's associates with Nanda, Sunanda, Garuda, Prachanda, and Chanda, Mahabala and Bala, Kumuda and Kumudekshana.
Maharaj, this is all Manas Puja.
Not necessarily. Why would this be municipal?
Because we do not have so many deities and everything like
means we don't have, this is the full, you know, Vaikuntha worship in that. So devotees are freaking out that it's so complicated. So this is a full Pancharatrik worship. So what we're given by following the Sattva Tantras and that and the Pancharatras and that we've received from the acharyas, then it's much simpler than this. We'll call that so complicated. So what we have, especially what I said, what Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave, that is so simple and straightforward, very nice, pleasant, devotional, like that. It means it's very easy. While these others, then, because people know all these things, they do all these things, it's all part of that. They're not in a rush. So they can focus and do all these things. So for us, it's been simplified greatly. So we should be happy. So all this, oh, we're not into rules. They don't know what rules are. That's the point. Generally, most people who say, oh, that's for smartas, and that, they don't even know what a smarta is. They haven't even, you know, probably even seen one, you know, let alone watch what they do, you know, like that. You know, so this is just standard. If you go to any of the big temples and that, they'll be doing these things. Like that, you know, Tirupati, Sri Rangam, these places, they'll be doing this. With offerings such as Prokshana, one should worship Durga, Vinayaka, Vyasa, Vishvakshena, the spiritual masters, and the various demigods. All these personalities should be in their proper places, facing the deity of the Lord. Right? So, that is just, you've established nicely his asana and everything like that. You've worshipped him, you've worshipped all his associates. Like that, all these things are there. BBT Purport states, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Ganesh and Durga mentioned in this verse are not the same personalities present within the material world. Rather, they are eternal associates of the Lord in Vaikuntha. In this world, Ganesh, the son of Lord Shiva, is famous for awarding financial success. The goddess Durga, the wife of Lord Shiva, is famous as the external illusory potency of the Supreme Lord. Personalities mentioned here, however, are eternal liberated associates of the Lord who reside in the spiritual sky, beyond the material manifestation. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes from various Vedic literatures to prove that the name Durga may also indicate the internal potency of the Lord. Because it's just one in the 1,008 names. Durga is also one of, you know, Radharani's names. So. Okay. Durga may also indicate the internal potency of the Lord, who is non-different from him. The external or covering potency of the Lord expands from this original Durga. Right? So, like, the potency of this Ganesh is from that original, and then Vishakshena, like this. So you get... So he has his original, just like, remembers that after the primary, when he started the creation, then he glanced, and then the 24 elements, then the primordial demigods, then they said, we can't do anything with this. Right? Because they can only work with Krishna's potency. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't entered to give that potency for them to work with. Yes. Right? You know, so in Vaikuntha, then they're all there. All these great personalities are there. So there's a lot happening in Vaikuntha. Yes. Means all these originate in Braj. Yes. Like that. Oh, it's just a matter of time.
Oh.
Yeah, because now this guy's doing he's floor gone. Surfing. Yes. Yes. Yeah, not only that, it's doing the backstroke.
Yeah.
Okay. The external or covering potency of the Lord expands from this original Durga. The Durga of this material world called Mahamaya assumes the function of bewildering the living entities. Thus a devotee should not fear becoming polluted by worshipping the Durga mentioned here, who has the same name as illusion. But rather, the devotee must show respect to these eternal servitors of the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Sri Krishna continued, the worshipper should bathe the deity every day, as opulently as his assets permit, using water scented with sandalwood, ushira root, camphor, kumkuma, and aguru. He should also chant various Vedic hymns, such as the Anuvaka, known as Svarna Karma, and the Mahapurusha Vidya, Purusha Shukta, and various songs of the Samaveda, such as the Rajanya and the Rohinya. My devotees should then lovingly decorate me with clothing, a brahmana thread, various ornaments, marks of tilak and garlands, and he should anoint my body with fragrant oils, all in a prescribed manner. Right? Because he's giving the general things, but it has to be in the prescribed manner. So for us, then all this is very nicely simplified and everything like that. So that's the prescribed. So it's we don't. This is not a podity. He's just showing that this is the method, depending upon what you're using. He's giving the overview so you understand that these 16 items are there. The word Lord's worship, his associates are worship. You know how all the Padyamargam Achminiam is going on. Then all the decorating him nicely in tilak and Brahmin thread. And these are just standard. Then the particular podity you use will have the details. What mantra you use, or different things like that. The BBT report states, Srila Sridhar Swami quotes Lord Vishnu's instructions to Ambarish Maharaj in the Vishnu Dharma Upa Purana as follows. Absorbing your mind completely in the deity, you should give up all other shelter and consider the deity your intimate well-wisher. You should mentally worship him and meditate upon him while you walk, while you stand, while you sleep and eat. You should see the deity in front of you, behind, above, below, and on both sides, taking it a step further. Mm-hmm. In this way, you should constantly remember my deity form. In the Gautamiya Tantra, one is enjoined to give the deity of the Lord a Brahman thread, if possible, one made of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
In the Nrsimha Purana, it is stated, if one offers to Lord Govinda a yellow sacred thread containing three strands of silk, he will become an expert in Vedanta. Like that. Yeah, so if you don't have the gold, then you go for the three strands of silk.
Some adjustments.
Yes, some adjustments are made. Like that.
In Kolkata, we have gold and
thread. Gold Brahman thread. Mm. Okay, that's nice. Mm. Yeah, I mean, if it can be done, it's done. If not, I'm sure many of the big temples have and stuff like that. Sri Krishna continued, the worshipper should faithfully present me with water for washing my feet and mouth, fragrant oils, flowers, and unbroken grains, along with incense, lamps, and other offerings. Within his means, the devotee should arrange to offer me sugar candy, sweet rice, ghee, shashkuli, rice flour cakes, apupa, various sweet cakes, modaka, steamed rice dumplings filled with sweet coconut and sugar, samyava, wheat cakes made with ghee and milk covered with sugar and spices. Anyways, pancakes, right? Yogurt, vegetable soups, and other palatable foods. Footnote 7. One can acquire detailed information of proper and improper foods to offer in deity worship by consulting Sri Hari Bhakta Vilas, 8th Vilas, verses 152 to 164, in case you wanted to know. Otherwise, there's also Bhaktivinoda Thakur's given the Bhogartik, like that. Yes. That gives a full list of all bona fide offerings. On special occasions and daily if possible, the deity should be massaged with ointment, shown a mirror, offered a eucalyptus stick for brushing his teeth, bathed with five kinds of nectar, offered all kinds of opulent foods, and entertained with singing and dancing. So he's saying, if possible, then, you know, the Panchamrita then is a daily thing. And if not, then you do, you know, just, you know, water and milk. If not, just the water. So yeah. So it says like that. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Prabhupada ki.